Hello.
Yes, hello. Yeah, you reached the Aurora Apartment Technical Support. How can I assist you?
Hi, I'm calling from Aurora Apartments. I just had an issue with my setting up my internet.
Okay.
So it looks like the Wi-Fi part connected, but there's still no internet connection.
What's the name on your account?
Which account? Like
just your name, yeah. The name that
It's building 5, unit 302.
Oh, wait. Building 5?
Yeah.
Building 5. All right. And you said unit 2?
Yeah. Unit 302.
And your name?
Shreya.
Spell it for me.
S-H-R-A-Y-A.
You said S-H-A?
S-H-R-A-Y-A.
A-Y-A. Okay, got it. And your last name?
Gumadavelli.
Spell it for me.
G-U-M-U.
D-U-M-U.
D-A-V-E.
Okay. And
L-L-I. Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, and the email is associated with it.
G-S-H-R-A-Y-A.
G-S-H-R-A, like your first name?
Yeah.
Okay.
The number 1.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
At gmail, okay, gotcha. And what is a good callback number for you?
412.
Okay, 412. Go ahead.
351.
351?
251.
251.
6064.
And you said that was 412-251-6064?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. All right, and let's see. Do you have your equipment ID number?
Yeah.
ID number. What is that?
Is this the SSID?
Mm-hmm.
It's C.
Okay.
XNK.
Okay. 0135. 0135,
got it. D642. 3642.
Okay. And what's the address?
It's
2815. Uh-huh. 2815.
18th Avenue South.
18th Avenue, okay.
Apartment 302.
302.
Great Falls, Montana, 59405.
Okay, so what I'm going to do now is I'm going to send this over to the text, have them take a look at it, and then they'll give you a call back once they get everything
to Hey, so my name is Ram. I'm her dad. I'm just listening in the conversation.
Uh-huh.
Can you help me understand, like, how does this work? I see that the router is there in the unit, and the Wi-Fi is on. We can connect to.
Uh-huh.
And when we try to set up the router, it says it's already set up by somebody else. It's owned by somebody else.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, just help me understand, like, how does this work? Like, you're taking all the information, so... Sounds like you're trying to create an account or something, like I just create a ticket.
Right. Okay, so I'm creating a ticket, and what happens is it goes directly to the technicians. What the technicians will do is they'll reset the router for you. Once it's reset, then you can go in and set it up the way it needs to be set up.
Oh, they have to reset it so that we can set it up later. I see.
Correct. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like it's been tried to set up by somebody else, and it's owned by somebody else, like, right? So,
yeah.
Okay.
That's probably the previous user. No worries, though.
So this is a brand new built apartment. That's why I was kind of wondering why there's a previous user on the router, right?
Yeah, I understand. It's
And so do we get a text or something when they get to reset it, or like how do we know they're done?
Yeah, it'll be just once it's reset, someone will reach out, or one of the techs will reach back out to you.
So every time there's a problem, do we have to call you guys to get it reset? Like, there's no way we can, like, maybe restart this. We don't see any switch and the router.
I mean, if it's a simple issue, then yeah, you can do it yourself. But anytime this happens, from my knowledge, it just needs to be reset.
And I'll reset it. All right. Thank you so much for the question.
All right. Well, thank you again for calling the Rural Apartment Techno Support. Have a good day.